Matthew 4. Then Jesus was carried up into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted of the devil. And having fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he hungered. And the tempter, coming up to him, said, If thou be Son of God, speak, that these stones may become loaves of bread. But he answering said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which goes out through God's mouth. Then the devil takes him to the holy city, and sets him upon the edge of the temple, and says to him, If thou be Son of God, cast thyself down. For it is written, He shall give charge to his angels concerning thee, and on their hands they shall bear thee, lest in any wise thou strike thy foot against a stone. Jesus said to him, It is again written, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil takes him to a very high mountain, and shows him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, and says to him, All these things will I give thee if, falling down, thou wilt do me homage. Then Jesus says to him, Get thee away, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt do homage to the Lord thy God, and him alone shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaves him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. But having heard that John was delivered up, he departed into Galilee, and having left Nazareth, he went and dwelt at Capernaum, which is on the seaside in the borders of Zabulon and Naphtalim, that that might be fulfilled which was spoken through Esaias the prophet, saying, Land of Zabulon and land of Naphtalim, way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations, the people sitting in darkness has seen a great light, and to those sitting in the country and shadow of death, to them has light sprung up. From that time began Jesus to preach, and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of the heavens has drawn nigh. And walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he says to them, Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they, having left their trawl nets, immediately followed him. And going on thence, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the ship, with Zebedee their father, mending their trawl nets. And he called them, and they, having left the ship and their father, immediately followed him. And Jesus went round the whole of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the glad tidings of the kingdom, and healing every disease and every bodily weakness among the people. And his fame went out into the whole of Syria, and they brought to him all that were ill, suffering under various diseases and pains, and those possessed by demons, and lunatics, and paralytics, and he healed them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee, and Decapolis, and Jerusalem, and Judea, and beyond the Jordan.